Image-International Yellow Triangle Warning. Very important information follows. https://www.ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrests not trustworthy. Document your proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one would or could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are a sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. /about. The Office of Justice Programs is a federal agency that provides federal leadership, grants, training, technical assistance and other resources to improve the nation's capacity to prevent and reduce crime, assist victims and enhance the rule of law by strengthening the criminal and juvenile justice systems. Its 6 program offices support state and local crime-fighting efforts, fund thousands of victim service programs, help communities manage sex offenders, address the needs of youth in the system and children in danger, and provide vital research and data. Focus point of this wicked problem. Note this email March 13, 2022 is addressed to at Lee Mockenstern, writer/editor-office of communications and operations, at Brett Chapman, social science analyst office, OJP, at Cheryl Crawford Watson, office of the chief science advisor. Previous communications mail track confirmed, a citizen demand for you to defend your oath and pledge of this country, to defend the Constitution of the United States of America from all enemies foreign or domestic. They are among you, they must be taken out of their authority or else someone take the lead in your collective corruptive circles. You are guilty of treason. This is a legal issued instrument document demand active March 14th, TH 2021 9:10 p.m. 34 degrees 09 single quote 03.2 north 117 degrees 18 single quote 39.8 west. I have the preference of a true integrity response up in this made draft to Representative Barbara Lee K. Somewhat of a public spectacle onto this house, its family residence, and the entire neighborhood in me. That would be the best choice of choosing right over wrong here considering all things acted against me since 2005. This is a citizen demand for an undeclinable deliverance of the truth. You are unable to decline unable to avoid silence gives consent. You must follow 1. Open this email 2. Actually read the email to understand the content. You must follow the directives as you are given a legal responsibility and you would hold malfeasance to not proceed. The audio narrative must be opened, and any other links perhaps every single link applied, showing your agency is true for national security, and that you actually respond back to this or any other citizen directing this content into your care. Failure here, denotes silence gives consent, to the fact that in public agency of the country would follow to their obligations as described. You are a public official so, in essence, you work for me. My standard expecting here is to the standard of excellence, non-action of response is not acceptable. Such is the result of that silence is a high marker proving something diabolical. Diabolical. _die_schwa single quote bal schwa k schwa l adjective. 1. Characteristic of the devil, or so evil as to be suggestive of the devil, his diabolical cunning, related, devilish. Diabolic. Fiendish. Satanic. Mephistophelian. Demonic. Demoniacal. Hellish. Infernal. Evil. Wicked. Ungodly. Unholy, rare, cacodemonic. 2. Disgracefully bad or unpleasant, informal British. A singer with an absolutely diabolical voice, related, very bad. Poor. Dreadful. Awful. Terrible. Frightful. Disgraceful. Shameful. Lamentable. Deplorable. Appalling. Atrocious. Inferior. Substandard. Mediocre. Unsatisfactory. Inadequate. Second-rate. Third-rate. Shoddy. Inept. Bungling. Hopeless. Informal. Crummy. Dire. Dismal. Godawful. Shocking. Abysmal. Bum. Rotten. Pathetic. Woeful. Pitiful. Lousy. Useless. The pits. Deaf. Rubbish. Rapee. Chronic. A load of pants. poxy, vulgar slang, crap, crappy, shitty, chicken shit, hellacious, archaic, dearful, rare, egregious, extreme, excessive, undue, inordinate, immoderate, unconscionable, outrageous, uncalled for, unprovoked, intolerable, unacceptable, unreasonable, unjustifiable, unwarrantable, without justification, indefensible, inexcusable, unforgivable, unpardonable, exactly, opposite, excellent, pound sign saw, I must insist on the aspiration for you to provide the evidence of record to the standard of excellence affixed with a dinkra pound sign saw. I must insist. Nsa. A type of hand-woven fabric. Symbol of excellence, genuineness, authenticity. According to the Adinkra Dictionary by W. Bruce Willis, the Nsa symbols reflects a saying, Nianim Nsa Odo Enago, which he translates as he who does not know authentic Nsa will buy the fakes. The quality of Nsa has come to represent the quality of workmanship in general. As to the role of the Justice Department, the quality of the enforcement of the laws of the United States of America. Meaning and significance. Nsa is a type of woven cloth. It is a symbol of excellence, genuineness, authenticity. From the Akan proverb Nianim Nsa Odo Enago, to wit, he who does not know quality Nsa will buy the fakes. Craftsmanship is an indispensable quality in the weaving of cloth. Whether kente or some other fabric, the traditional methods of weaving involve a laborious process of joining yarns together thread by thread to form thin strips which are then sewn together. Modern technology has afforded us the opportunity to be able to generate similitudes of authentic woven cloths that scale, but their value cannot surpass that of the woven cloth. The infusion of human effort in the creation of the fabric amplifies its value. It shows an appreciation for craftsmanship, effort, authenticity, and thoughtfulness in the creation of the cloth. It confirms the tacit contract between the creator and the customer, an implied understanding that they share common tastes and values. Dash. In the view of providing the security of the nation, creator, government, and the customer, the entire nation's population of its citizens. It confirms the tacit contract between the creator of government and the customer of its citizens. That is pinpointed in this active instrument document as pound sign the social contract, year 2022. Now, needs imperative rebalancing. Failure of that obligation is a failure for law enforcement peace officers to enforce the peace, and has consequences that are in fact legal. Already showing, binded, http://united-states-department-of-justice.office-of-justice-programs.fuckeduphuman.space. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary, pound sign Patapo, a very special not symbol of the Adinkra communication set of guidances over 2 centuries old. Patapo is a symbol image from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification slash reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than 2 full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life. Such usages of symbolic importance has been given technology binding web presence. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Mpatapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Mpatapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpatapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and the Mpatapo binding is therefore peacefully released and bound slash unattached to any and all parties. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.SPACE%23 the social contract, year 2022. Now, needs imperative rebalancing, slash. This document is the rule of order. I would say you have an exploding head emoji response. Index of slash pound sign the social contract, year 2022. Now, Needs imperative rebalancing, icon name last modified size description. Parenter, parent directory dash. The dash social dash contract dash by dash James dash Fieser dash, complete. Aug 2019-06-1422-5115M. The dash social dash contract dash by dash James dash Fieser dash, condensed. Aug 2019-06-1422-51-2.0M. Notation, this document issued March 15, 2022 will be forwarded to School Academia. University of Tennessee. 554 University Street. Martin, Tennessee, 38238. 800-829-UTM1. The Office of the President. Seriously. Are you serious? I am. Can you be serious at first hit of this document? Predicted, I doubt it. Everyone share the document to everyone. Contact the school for any questions to how to apply this document and to your need to defend this country. Legally, okay. Seriously. 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 This contract needs to be rebalanced. The social contract https://www.utm.edu/staff/fisser/class/socialcont. The social contract. James Fieser. Hobbes presents his social contract theory in a series of works, the most famous of which is The Leviathan, 1651. You visited this page 4 times. Last visit, 6/14/19. My last visit, dash note this online education paper is the very best work found online, of excellence, that describes # the social contract, year 2022. Now, needs imperative rebalancing, the laws of nature. The state of nature that Hobbes describes is so disturbing that it gives us strong motivation to want to rise above that condition if possible. None of us wants to die violently. We all want decent living conditions. We also carry hopes that we can improve our living conditions through work. But we cannot fulfill any of these desires until we achieve peace, and Hobbes next describes what we need to do to secure such peace. This part of his discussion is influenced by natural law theory, particularly the version developed by Dutch philosopher Hugo Grotius, 1583-1645. In his work The Law of War and Peace, 1625, Grotius argues that there are fixed moral laws of nature that are binding on everyone worldwide. Further, according to Grotius, we set up governing bodies to ensure that we follow these moral mandates of natural law and thus live peacefully. Hobbes not only follows Grotius's basic solution to securing peace, but also adopts the language of natural law theory. For Hobbes, then, we get out of the state of nature by following the laws of nature. Hobbes lists 15 distinct laws of nature that facilitate ending conflict and securing peace, the first 3 of which are the most important. He describes the first law of nature as this: every man ought to endeavor peace, as far as he has hope of obtaining it, and when he cannot obtain it, that he may seek and use all helps and advantages of war. Leviathan 14. This first law of nature tells us that we should seek peace, but that we should defend ourselves if we cannot achieve it. The binding nature of this law is clear: we all wish to survive, and peace is the best way to do this. When peace fails, however, we need to defend ourselves. The second law of nature describes more precisely how we achieve peace with one another. We saw that in the state of nature every person has a right to everything, even to one another's body. Imagine that each of us carried around a bag with slips of paper that listed all of our respective rights in the state of nature. The rights that I would have in that situation are almost infinite in number and allow me complete liberty. For example, I might pull one slip out of my bag that says I have a right to hop around on one foot. I might pull another slip out that says I have the right to kill you, which surely would worry you. However, in your rights bag, you would have a similar slip of paper that says you have the right to kill me, and that certainly would worry me. And as long as we both hold on to our rights to kill each other, we can never achieve peace. The second law of nature, then, says that you and I should agree to give up those specific rights that threaten each of us respectively. A man should be willing, when others are so too, as far dash forth as for peace and defense of himself he shall think it necessary, to lay down this right to all things, and be contented with so much liberty against other men, as he would allow other men against himself. Leviathan, 14. According to this law of nature, if you are willing to remove from your bag the slip of paper that grants you the right to kill me, then I should be willing to remove from my bag the slip of paper that grants me the right to kill you. We should do this with all rights that breed hostility, such as the right to kill, steal from, lie to, or assault others, and enlist any person who is willing to cooperate with us. In short, the second law of nature tells us, do not do to others what you would not want done to yourself. Why should I be willing to give up any of my personal rights? Because my survival depends on it. However, Hobbes implies that we should only mutually give up those rights that are necessary for securing peace. For example, my right to hop around on one foot has no bearing on the peace process, so I should not give up that right. The third law of nature is simply that people perform their covenants made, since our agreements are empty words if we do not keep them. For Hobbes, even if you and I have the best of intentions and plan on giving up our hostile rights forever, we must actually abstain from those hostilities. Otherwise, we will remain in the state of nature. Assuring that we abide by our agreements is tricky. I will always be looking for ways to cheat the system, and I can only assume that you will, too. Our verbal agreement alone is not enough, and we both need some extra motivation to follow through on our agreements. The solution is that we both agree to give unlimited power to a political authority that will punish us if we break our agreements. This means that you and I must give up a few more of our rights, handing them over to this political authority. But it is worth it if this is the only way to guarantee our contractual arrangement, which in turn ends the state of nature. Hobbes's remaining 12 laws of nature are principally rules of diplomacy that preserve peaceful coexistence once it is established. For example, the fourth law tells us that we should show gratitude toward others who comply with contracts. If we do not, then others might regret participating in the contract. The fifth law says that we should compromise on minor issues that serve the larger interests of society. If we have to debate every little issue, then the peace process will grind to a halt. Grinding to a halt, we are unstable to the conditions of imminent full country-nation collapse. We need a community affairs discussion. I call for that as of all my effort. There are resources on the planet for this, for, no kidding, if we do not stop the hate agenda of violence and murder and the policing policy of the undertone overreaching powers authority without oversight and accountability that has dug and taken hold that has infiltrated the national scope of the policing crisis in America, policing the police, full film, pipe frontline. YouTube middle dot frontline PBS pipe official. May 30th, 2020. This is where we are and where we are stuck. We must find a different path of resolve, a different way to set priorities. We must. Is police reform even possible? Pipe pound sinusk frontline dash YouTube. www.iotub.com greater than watch. Preview. 2 o'clock. Subscribe, http://bit.ly/1bycsjw frontline reporter Sarah Childress answers your questions about police. YouTube middle dot frontline PBS pipe official middle dot December 22, 2015. Transcript. Hi, my name is Sarah Childress. I'm a reporter for Frontline, and today I'm answering your questions about police reform. Mr. Teep's writes, is it even possible to have remotely enough workforce to monitor and investigate the tens of thousands of police agencies? So first of all, the Justice Department doesn't have the authority to conduct regular oversight of police department, nor does it have the capacity. There's about 18,000 law enforcement agencies nationwide. What it does have is the authority to intervene in police departments that have serious problems. So how does the Justice Department decide where to go? Well, they are looking for what they call a pattern or practice of abuse. For example, in one Maryland county, the Justice Department intervened when it found that police dogs were being unleashed and allowed to bite people, even those who weren't suspected of a crime. And in one small town in Ohio, city officials settled so many police brutality lawsuits that the city lost its insurance policy twice. The Justice Department still relies on local people to tell them what's happening in their communities. So, for example, they might turn to complaints compiled by civil rights groups such as the ACLU or a report by local journalists. It also depends on the administration's priorities at the time. Right now, the Obama administration is looking for places that can set a kind of precedent, such as how police treat people who suffer from mental illness or how police are investigating sexual assaults. Justice Department hopes that those reforms will serve as a kind of model for departments that haven't been investigated but want to improve their policies and practices, although there is no indication these cases serve as a deterrent for departments that are in trouble and don't want to clean up their act. For more on police reform, follow our ongoing investigation at pbs.org/frontline. End of transcript. Act to the social contract - overthrowing the government - that is what they are doing, internally, to cause violence rather than enforce peace. This inversion is why we are hard to find the solution, the wicked problem. One way to fix this is to name the names of those who are enemies of this country, hate sympathizers. That are the enemy agents to a future that exists. Those are the names that caused the collapse of the country of the United States. Start confronting this individually. Dashes. Words of Wisdom, February 23, 2015. Albert Einstein, truth is revealed when authority is questioned. Unthinking respect for authority, said the legendary theoretical physicist, is the greatest enemy of truth. We are at the dangerous point of losing control of our ideals. British philosopher John Locke, 1632-1704, also put a more positive spin on social contract theory. According to Locke, the state of nature is not a condition of moral anarchy as Hobbes supposed. Instead, it is an environment in which we have God-given natural rights to life, health, liberty, and possessions. Locke agreed that we need to contractually form governments to punish rights violators. However, whereas Hobbes believed that governments should have absolute authority once we put them in place and political revolutions are never justifiable, Locke argued that citizens may overthrow their government if it fails at its peacekeeping role. So, in Locke's version of social contract theory, political revolutions are sometimes justifiable. The British Whig Party quickly adopted Locke's version of social contract theory to justify the Glorious Revolution of 1688, which resulted in the overthrow of England's king. This, in turn, provided the intellectual climate to justify the American Revolution and the rights expressed in the Declaration of Independence. Time to commit the policing force to comply and obey and enforce the laws of the United States Constitution. Those WHO are in the policing authority. WHO cannot comply with the oath of their office are enemies of the country and are acts treasonous. And by way of invaluable trust, those WHO are not working to the agenda allegiance to the constitutional laws of the United States of America. To the reliance of the law equals we a collective must bring a surrender to their falsified placement of authority. Applied onto those WHO are agents of law enforcement, those WHO are any public official, elected or appointed, the entire body politic, if not willing to come to a peaceful resolution, this is very dangerous to our nation's current status. Those WHO are given to this process must be taken out and removed from the authority they do not actually hold. Their authority to rule others to protect their authority in an extreme situation. It is why United States Code Title 18, Section 242 rules these conditions. https://www.justice.gov/kurt/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. Deprivation of rights under color of law. Summary, Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority, if the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his/her official duties. Persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons guards and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Title 18, Us. C. Section 242. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both. And if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both. And if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. If properly documented to the best faith of each and every citizen in accordance with the rules of law and order prior to acting on their moral responsibility in the defense of this nation against treason. Lethal force may be necessary to consider. An ACT to charge treason does not require a court process, if necessary. https://www.criminaldefenselawyer.com/resources/treason.htm. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them, or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act, or on confession in open court. State crimes for treason. Most state constitutions include a treason provision similar to that in the U.S. Constitution. But state treason prosecutions are extremely rare. By most accounts, only 3 people have ever been charged with treason on the state level. This rarity is due to the fact that most treason threatens the nation, not merely one state. What is expressed in this active instrument document defines what is has already threatened the nation on January 6, 2021, and the source to which remains volatile to future agendas that is provable, beyond a reasonable doubt. We are in that state, learn the law of treason-document. The evidence-does not require a court proceeding to charge and process of defense of the Constitution by any citizen. https://ethicsunwrapped.udexis.edu/glossary/social-contract-theory. Social contract theory. Social contract theory says that people live together in society in accordance with an agreement that establishes moral and political rules of behavior. Some people believe that if we live according to a social contract, we can live morally by our own choice and not because a divine being requires it. Over the centuries, philosophers as far back as Socrates have tried to describe the ideal social contract and to explain how existing social contracts have evolved. Philosopher Stuart Rachel suggests that morality is the set of rules governing behavior that rational people accept, on the condition that others accept them too. Social contracts can be explicit, such as laws, or implicit, such as raising one's hand in class to speak. The U.S. Constitution is often cited as an explicit example of part of America's social contract. It sets out what the government can and cannot do. People who choose to live in America agree to be governed by the moral and political obligations outlined in the Constitution's social contract. Indeed, regardless of whether social contracts are explicit or implicit, they provide a valuable framework for harmony in society. Dash. I cannot do this by myself. https://allatmansky.com/garing/renegotiating-the-social-contract-building-back-better-second-and-a-series/pound-sign-tilde-text=renegotiating-the-social-contract will take a mighty, lotteries percent 2CE-democracy and other forms of deliberative democracy. Renegotiating the social contract, building back better, second in a series posted by Allatmansky on September 10, 2020. Pipe no comments. The pandemic has revealed the need to renegotiate the social contract that exists between civil society and government. For example, we have a long-term care system that can't keep people alive, a welfare system that keeps people poor, and a disability system that keeps people from being included. The social contract is a political expression of society's shared values. It identifies the role citizens want their government to play in creating a fairer, safer, more just, equitable, accessible and inclusive society. An early example is the commitment at Confederation to free public education despite Canada being in debt, without an army and worried about American military expansion. Other examples include universal health care and the income support system. Although government plays a critical role in redistributing resources, investing in social innovation, setting standards and removing barriers to genuine inclusion, the social contract was never meant to give it sole responsibility for leveling the playing field. Nor can it. For example, governments can legislate to make buildings physically accessible. However, creating a welcoming atmosphere once people are inside depends on the mindset and attitudes of those who work, shop, learn and play there. The social contract is a balancing act. Too much government intervention undermines natural caring and increases dependency on paid, professional intervention. Too little individuals, families and communities are left on their own to deal with dangerous attitudes, changing economic realities and life circumstances that are not their fault and beyond their control. The social contract isn't one document. It's a combination of laws, policies and regulations scattered over time among various departments at multiple levels of government. It has grown higgledy-piggledy with one-off reforms. It's no longer rational or coordinated and often acts at cross-purposes. It hasn't kept pace with changing technology, the growth of artificial intelligence, the concentration of wealth and the climate crisis. And it remains slow to respond to the needs of excluded groups of people. It's time for a major overhaul. Renegotiating the social contract starts with an exercise of the imagination. The imaginative question isn't, what needs fixing? But what kind of caring society do we want? The answer will involve recognizing the natural ingenuity and caring of individuals, families, neighbors and community. Privileging the solutions of those whose lives are negatively impacted by social injustice and economic inequality. Getting rid of false assumptions that perpetuate exclusion, injustice and inequity. Prioritizing public values of solidarity, compassion and fairness over private sector market values. Taking stock of the gaps, overlaps, and competition among existing programs. Repurposing government institutions to serve as a bridge between formal and community supports. Articulating a new relationship between civil society and government that goes well beyond volunteerism and charity. Renegotiating the social contract will take a mighty collective effort by citizens in an equal partnership with government. In other words, not the usual government-led advisory process, but a combination of citizen assemblies, reference panels, civic lotteries, e-democracy and other forms of deliberative democracy. The pandemic has revealed that a caring society is a do-it-together, not a do-it-yourself, project. And that government and civil society in partnership makes it so. Now onto this active peace instrument document. In a non-responsive silence of this active legal instrument shows every one of those related words of how by silence. You give the consent that you are defined as a very high consideration. To be an agent of our country enemy. Because such an enemy would ignore such communication, or simply delete it, or have a filter in place. To remove it from your view, which would be an ACT illegal in violation of First Amendment rights, therefore falling under USC Title 18, Section 242, a violation of the deprivation of rights under color of law. Guilty. A non-action of response is not acceptable. Such is the result of that silence is a high marker proving something diabolical. You are an agent working to the destruction of this country. Anyone in your circles WHO can find themselves to the documentation record and then take their citizen obligations. Law enforcement cannot be trusted, therefore personal agency must be given the route of best choice and personally take themselves to the battle to shoot first by legal necessity the lesser of two evils and ask questions later. If indeed the confrontation would immediately place you into danger, they would not release themselves and their pledge against this country. The law aspects of this, as you in the internal circles of these collectives know. The dangers are the facts are true - we are already under warfare considerations - that is a provable fact. Apply. Our oath of office. A solemn promise. By Jonathan Elrod, J.D. Early in the morning, on their first full day at the F.B.I. Academy, 50 new - agent trainees, dressed in conservative suits and more than a little anxious about their new careers, stand as instructed by the assistant director of the FBI, and raise their right hands. In unison, the trainees repeat the following words as they are sworn and as employees of the federal government, I, name, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. That I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. I am hoping you get the point of this correspondence active instrument of a demand for an undeclinable deliverance of the truth. I am hoping peace can be maintained. I am demanding that law enforcement enforce the laws. My intention here is that blood is not spilled in this process of trusting whom and where and why and what can be reconciled urgently. You all have fucked it up. A big fucked up human mess. Those WHO are under the assumed privilege of authority - lose the right of that privilege when it can be determined one is acting against the pledge oath for some other agenda - especially if those actions are from oath of pledge passed by manifesto against the country. The conflict of interest is a breach of trust and such a person is no longer protected by laws that apply to law officers of the United States of America. No longer, law officers, they become citizens no matter what command staff hierarchy they are held to pass without reprimand or to be made accountable upon their unlawful actions. At the powers of others around them, they may be well - secured and protected, in a collective group, all of them would be nullified of their status as officers, if they cannot process their minds to their exposed public role to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. There is no such thing as a double agent in this regard, that is under different rules of persons working as spies in the CIA. The mind and body and blood? Well, I suppose that is up to your side of this war. To come ready to die for your cause. Or to surrender your hate trophy. I am a PC builder, not a peacemaker, but as I know what is here, something dastardly no way to peace is war, peace is offered here. Peacekeeping is situated before peace enforcement and before the sanctions regime as seen in Chapter 7 of the UN Charter. PC building is more than a process that has a broad post-conflict agenda and more than an instrumentalist method to secure peace. Peacemaking, peacekeeping, PC building, and peace. Note prior communications, 1 of 3-MailDrag confirmed opened, matters of topmost priority-national security-possible infiltration of doctors involved in mental health care, enemies of the United States-a conversation thread on Cario-patient-portal, reflecting absolute declarations of change, indeclinable deliverance, standard softcare-must a recipiently. Mock and Stern, writer/editor-office of communications and operations. Brett Chapman, Social Science Analyst Office, OCHP, Cheryl Crawford Watson, Office of the Chief Science Advisor, TrackEnable at UN.org. Jonathan Merman at CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. HHS.gov, Dr. Sahanjit Singh Bassi-NPI 160985063-5/O Kathy Lugo, send date the 19th of January, 2022 at 6:31 opens one Timelinks clicked not clicked yet downloaded documents not downloaded yet action when URL opened by Cheryl Crawford Watson, Office of the Chief Science Advisor the 19th of January, 2022 at 9:41. Human, please read. If you cannot read, please open. Spoken narrative audio in a choice of several voicing presentation versions. Once humans have read this, open the audio. The presentation here is dual delivery, as the repeating of this content is SOS 911, help. Subject. What could go wrong? No. What is already wrong? Uncorrectable wrongs cannot be fixed. The elements of stalemate. A draw. No. No draw. Collapse. The game is done. By default, bomb 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 burn baby burn, point of no return, fire, 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 not by me. You all already killed me. Dead skull, human James Martin Driscoll, among many already murdered by police hate gang policing policy. Dead skull, 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 times 100 at least, seriously. Fucked up, human. Citizens shoot at demand, to terminate you as an obviously a sworn oath of betrayal of an inversion pledge to defy your police law enforcement officer's oath upon a pledge to be an enemy of the country of the United States of America, for its collapse of by hate enforcement against the citizens. That is an absolute truth. War 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 war, or, peace. YouTube search, police gangs, https://www.iata.com/results?search_query=police+gangs. #breakfast club/sirizcastle/last gang sirizcastle breaks down the history of LA deputy gangs, her journey in journalism plus more. 70,874 views March 8, 2022. Breakfast Club Power 105.1 FM 5.05M subscribers. Click on image to play on YouTube, no excuses response required status is undeclinable. Video title: The 7 People Who Can Turn Off the Internet. 3,652,664 views. Channel, half as interesting. 2.06M subscribers note, as a TI, content suppression is active against me, in general, an addressable cyber war use against me, my ads cannot hold my comments public and everything I have tried get nullified in less than 60 seconds. Agnotology remains on site at Psychology Today. Addressed again in a tweet, final so un-American. Authoritative name server is the carrying from Instagram, what does that represent? Y2URLS to access two posts. Post is dug into the ground to serve something above ground, in the earth. Two posts four must be grounded in tech app design. Two posts dash one this and one this and that. Information theory dash a trust ladder of tech eval. Dash both posts are equal to receive dash one or the other dash or both centered, until such detail of information can be trusted to become knowledge that is so simple to describe. Twitter what is what? At the time this video was done, the DNS has changed. https://twitter.com/isomgromobones/state/15031275762434252820. https://199.59.148.0/isomgromobones/state/15031275762434252820. This is where you split the IP traffic into two DNS for those who desire to trust eval their content. What is a trust ladder? Already shared, right? A response, professionally responsive dash to all not having a password to public affairs of national security issues. A silence ignore is untrustworthy and such is that, if they are public officials should be tracked to the level of pure evil they keep. Themselves tightening social bubbles to wrongdoing. Dash. https://twitter.com/govanewsm/state/15026998258081136664. Govanewsm. At Govanewsm. Middle dot. March 12th. What could go wrong? Quote tweet. CNN. At CNN. Middle dot March 11th. People in Alabama will not be required to obtain a permit or undergo a background check to carry a concealed weapon beginning next year. https://slashcnn.it/3i5alp. How absurd. You asked, what the hell is wrong with us? The answer is provided by my mother. You ignored. That is exactly what is wrong with us. And you ask what could go wrong. Fucking shit dash the shit should hit the fan. Drop your shit instantly this second. Dash this is it. And do something right for a fucking change. Eh? This email requires a forward to Governor Gavin Newsom from Representative Barbara Lee, which will be issued by demand from my mother. For God's sakes alive. Not O-K-N-O-T-O-K. Twitter thread condonous. Awesome Gromobon Playroom School. At Awesome Gromobon. Replying to. At Gavin Newsom. Sir dash my mother sent you a note through the governor's contact page. But you had no response. An audio dash spoken voice what she said about stopping mass shootings. To intentionally omit this shows you are seriously flawed. 2 minutes and 31 seconds. http://forensair.gruup.net/truth=trust/forevermorecruel-an-info-masters-duel-to-the-death-of-me United States citizen James Martin Driscoll, let's try targeting the fault. /mama-forensair-to-state-of-california-governor. Galvanism-a-genuine-easy-rouse-answer-what-the-hell-is-wrong-with-this-mass-shooting-s in the United States.ogg. At Rebarbarily. 2:55 p.m. middle.march13th2022 middle.twitter web app. Awesome Gromobon Playroom School. At Awesome Gromobon. Middle.22h. Replying to. At Awesome Gromobon. At Galvanism. And. At Rebarbarily. Representative Barbara Lee, I appeared on your Instagram as in the mind way on your post, dash. We can't abandon diplomacy. We have done exactly this fault. I know the truth. An email and pound sign the long form is coming. Also faxed to Riverside Field. At. FBI office. Warfare votes. Dash. CQCQ, hello, any human reading? There is an informational quarantine against me. Wrong. Terminate the technology erected wall. Targeted individuals of the scheme culture on NIH defined as gang stalking. Pure evil. Dash. Awesome Gromobon Playroom School. At Awesome Gromobon. Middle dot. 22H. Dash. Awesome Gromobon Playroom School. At Awesome Gromobon. Middle dot. 22H. How do view brain fingerprinting technology? At. F. B. I. Dash fess up dash you don't want it to reveal the underpinning truth that you are not the best role model of truth dash telling. American courts. Rest of the world? Say something? https://geekwire.com/2021/fraud-allegations-fly-dispute-brain-scanning-tech-made-famous-netflix-making-murderer/. Same paradigm pound sign wicked problem geekwire.com. Fraud allegations fly in a dispute over brain-scanning tech made famous on Netflix's making a. Neuroscientist Larry Farwell doesn't read minds, but he can usually catch a liar. For decades, Farwell refined and promoted a system that measures brain waves to see if someone recalls a specific. Awesome Gramobon Playroom School. At Awesome Gramobon. Middle dot. 22H. Don't understand what a trust letter is? This one is not mine, because I am invalidated across all social media in all civil society, you must all fail this country. Time for something new. Reboot the internet has to be done. Disable dark up running gang stalking developed and distributed into the society one-to-one, no server required. Peer-to-peer. That is the only way to terminate its use. On Sunday, March 13, 2022 at 11:48 p.m. Acta Pond wrote, Part 1 of 2, this part audio only, long-form versus short-form content, choosing a path for your content strategy, September 22. 2020 posted by the Niche Community for Marketers. Long-form versus short-form content debate has flipped back and forth from one extreme to the other over the years. At every turn, you are looking to answer one simple question, how long should a blog post be? The truth is that there really is no magic word count for your blog posts. However, as long as it needs to be is a pretty unhelpful answer to your question. Let's be more specific. Choosing between long-form and short-form content is all about playing to each one's strengths. What is long-form content and why write it? Maybe there is no specific word count that defines long-form content. 1. Long-form content ranks better in search. 2. Long-form content shows greater authority. 3. Long-form content provides opportunities to repurpose. January 3, 2022, explore long-form content versus short-form content, the benefits of each, and which is right for your content strategy in 2022 and beyond. Preface, AUG Audio Media Format Playtime 44 min 08 seconds. http://forensair.gruup.net/truth=trust/forevermore/cruel-an-info-masters-duel-to-the-death-of-me United States citizen James Martin Driscoll, let's try targeting the fault. /Representative-Barbara-Leslash-CQ-911-CQ-SOS-I-3-NIBA-DIRIA-LI-LISTENING-HOKAN-THIS-BE-A-DASH-OK-DASH-IT'S-DASH-NOT-O-K-N-O-T-O-K AUG. 44 Numerology Meaning. The number 44 represents efficiency, business, consciousness, attention, equilibrium, discipline, and equilibrium in numerology. The number 44 is associated with financial success and a keen business sense for those who have it as their life path number. Angel number 44 meaning dash symbolism and spiritual. https://www.epublishing.co.in/angel-number-44-meaning about featured snippets. Dash. Carrier provider name again. Yakula message thread. Please use this form to respond to the below message from our office. This form should be used for non-sensitive and non-urgent issues only. In a medical emergency, do not use this form. Call 911. Original message from Igal Nikula. Sent, March 13, 2022 10:03 p.m. To James Driscoll. Subject. Your appointment is coming up. Hi James, this is a friendly reminder that you have an upcoming telehealth appointment. My telehealth link dash. https://doxy.me/jigula. Thursday, March 24 at 10:30 a.m. With Jigula, if you have any questions or to reschedule, please contact us at 7,609,470,070 or send us a message. Sincerely, Jigula. Dash. Message thread. James Driscoll. March 13, 2022 10:13 p.m. Absolutely. Something has gone extremely wrong in view of the standards of care. The justified reasons why that has happened are rather upsetting. Once again, absolutely something of a wicked problem has gone wrong here. I do not care if what happened was to attempt to send the message, that untouchable is untouchable. I should somehow fall into line to not insist on a change of paradigm. I refuse to see the logic you imposed dysfunction of this portal messaging upon me. Confirm please, James Driscoll, March 13, 2022, 10:48 p.m. What is required? Acknowledge something. I am sure to be the talk of the office gossip of how I am so needing to be punished for attempting to get a proper opening. Something does not work in our information society very fair. Nothing square, nothing goes natural ordered. Everything is upside down. Sir Doctor, come on now. If I have been able to recognize this malignant cultural effect along with time 2005, now at beyond a reasonable doubt. Whatever I am, artificial intelligence factors. Dash. James Driscoll. March 13, 2022, 10:56 p.m. Time is knowing when to choose the best course and choose the course because it is the best course, the right course to follow. Direction, I now move to the standard inbox of the patient portal. We use the tools properly. Somehow we work out the design to which undoes this best. The undoing of something I can't fathom. Everything is so easy, so smooth, so unusual to continue this. For whatever special interests of powers, get a gun and shoot them dead if they are the dangerous enemy. Me? Wow. Dash. James Driscoll, March 13, 2022, 11:02 p.m. Yes, I have the courage to know exactly what is here, and the courage to stand up and not be bullied. We have no choice but to unify, a serious need to stop lying, our memplexes. Common sir, human DNA is 99.9% identical from person to person. Although 0.1% the difference doesn't sound like a lot, it actually represents millions of different locations within the genome where variation can occur, equating to a breathtakingly large number of potentially unique DNA sequences. December 15, 2017. Dash. James Driscoll, March 13, 2022, 11:09 p.m. An absurdity is holding to hate instead of peace. The difference between us then becomes what we establish to nurture into wondrous mysteries of possible futures, where we take ourselves to focus on our shared humanity and those which we need. Our basic human needs are given the investment, the abundance of our happiness shared. The world is big enough for all of us dash focused on the priorities instead of the insane irrational need of separatists and social bubbles dash secrets and lies. Dash. James Driscoll. March 13, 2022, 11:16 p.m. I hope that you see those words freshly written, dash to you sir. I am who I say I am. What I know, I know. What I don't know, I say so. I do not lie, cheat, or steal my way through life. I expect that same kind of trustworthy paradigm to build from my doctor's interface as providers in my life. Anything less than the attempts to the standard of excellence would remain identifiable, holding on to a need to keep something disturbed from that goal. Drop that shit. It stinks around here. Dash. Your confidentiality and privacy are very important to us. Please do not enter any protected health information, FI, in your message response. Cario is not responsible for messages that are lost due to technical failure during composition or transmission. https://twitter.com/psychtoday/status/15032223869125959569. Dash. Psychology Today. At Psych Today. We are responsible for only what is in front of us and within our control. Here's why it is so important to let go of all the other stressors. Calm stupid stress, taking on the world suffering, being agitated about events you have no say over compromises your health. 9:12 p.m. Middle. March 13, 2022 Middle. Tweet deck. Have no say over, -right-right-agitated yes dash I do have control over, I am the one offering this dash and you all are. Swat you fly don't bother us, those WHO should check their egos so large dash the country is about to explode. The rage of outrageous. Agitated beyond approach, my mom might say. Your approach to killing me dash deserve myself dash defense non dash violent reactive, but then again, that is what others have done but then again, I am the one and only one dash public enemy number one, the PC builder true. The enemy of the powers here dash equals dash peace, and for that, I am here still wondering when peace is at the all not possible. And for that, I have to conclude violence must be the only for this country must deserve just rewards to burn. Just like South Africa, has already shown. The response is professional and undeclinable. Oh are you too condoned to be killing me dash intentional? Does my mother have anything to say about that? Truth or dare? I dare you to continue to kill me. My reaction to self-defense will become public. My writings to save-life everlasting and to whom was responsible to carry on. Nobody is above the law. Everyone answers to someone. Where is the new horizon? Don't lie to me. Play on YouTube, name binded URL, you all need some lessons in consent and ethics. Business Operation Communication Standards. http://representative-barbara-lee.governor-galvin-newsom.everyone-else-pay-attention-drop-your-shit.music.awesome-chromobon-playroom.school-an-adult-consent-thought-and-practices-resource. Chromobon-source-african-a-dink-read-meaning-one-bad-makes-all-look-bad-or-the-bad-makes-it-difficult-for-the-good-to-get-noticed-a-warning-symbol-against-deception-and-hypocrisy. All contents comply. /don't-lie-to-dash-da-slash. That is a YouTube multi-video playlist, seriously. Use the above link. Time to grow up from the world of lies, cheats and stealing our collective peace. MacDepond 1/10. 10 videos, 365 views last updated on January 30th, 2022. 402 now playing Barbara Streisand-Don't Lie to Me official video. Barbara Streisand's are there. -URLs exclusion instead of inclusion proven. My writings to save-life everlasting and to whom was responsible to carry on. The deprivation of rights under color of law and guilty of. https://www.justice.gov/Kurt/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. Deprivation of rights under color of law summary, section 242 of title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority, if the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his/her official duties. Persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons guards, and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward their race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Title 18, use. C. Section 242. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both. And if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both. And if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. https://www.cdc, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. govslashncbddslashdisabilitysabilitysability-inclusion.html. Admit the agenda does, in fact, enforce this document. Disability inclusion, Spanish disability inclusion, making sure everybody has the same opportunities to participate in every aspect of life to the best of their abilities and desires. What is disability inclusion? Including people with disabilities in everyday activities and encouraging them to have roles similar to their peers who do not have a disability is disability inclusion. This involves more than simply encouraging people. It requires making sure that adequate policies and practices are in effect in a community or organization. Inclusion should lead to increased participation in socially expected life roles and activities, such as being a student, worker, friend, community member, patient, spouse, partner, or parent. Socially expected activities may also include engaging in social activities, using public resources such as transportation and libraries, moving about within communities, receiving adequate health care, having relationships, and enjoying other day-to-day activities. Disability inclusion and the health of people with disabilities. Disability inclusion allows for people with disabilities to take advantage of the benefits of the same health promotion and prevention activities experienced by people who do not have a disability. Examples of these